Hello to my kings and queens. How y'all doing out here in these lovely streets? It is your girl Moa Shay. This is my podcast, What I'm Thinking. Here on this podcast, I basically come and sit down with you all, and I come out with all of the alleges, and I speak on some of the things that I see going on in these social media, YouTube streets. Right now, my source is YouTube because I'm not on Instagram, I'm not on Facebook, I do not have TikTok, and I am not fooling with the Twitter right now. So I'm coming with y'all with what I have so I can keep content coming and so I can be more consistent. So we're going to start with this. Y'all remember back in the day when everybody looked at the Smith family and y'all just thought it was a wonderful, well-built family? And let me start by saying this. I am not doing this podcast to talk bad about that family. I'm not dragging anyone. This is just basically, it's not like I thought it was. I thought it was the perfect family. I thought everything was going well. I thought Will and Jada Pinkett Smith was well knit together and everything. I thought they were so happy. I thought they were couple goals and everything. These past couple of years, I feel lied to. Okay, I feel lied to, I feel betrayed, and that is exactly why you do not look at other people's lives and wish you had what they had. Sometimes you just have to be humble with what you got and work toward your own goals and your own greatness. There have been rumors, lots of rumors, that they had an open marriage, that Jada Pinkett Smith had cheated on Will, that Will had cheated on Jada. A lot of people have so much to say about the kids and everything. Okay, so backstory, Will Smith was actually married before Jada Pinkett Smith, and allegedly, which you know how people hear about people's situations and they run with it. Allegedly, they're trying to say Will and Jada were involved during his first marriage. That is allegedly. There could have been a possibility from the way that the time frame looks and how kids were produced at the time. There's not really any doubt. From my investigations, that probably was a possibility, because it's very ironic how he was in his first marriage and then him and Jada met and then he got divorced and then they got together maybe like a year or two, maybe 3 years. I probably have the timeline wrong, but it wasn't that long before Jada had Jaden and then she had Willow. But Will Smith was married before, and the type of man that Will Smith is he does not really like divorce. Like, he absolutely did not want to divorce his first wife. He literally wanted to go the long haul with his first wife, and he wanted to stick by that situation even if the both of them were unhappy. And before I go on with that, I'm gonna come back to that. If you are unhappy with someone and you honestly feel like that going to therapy is not gonna help, you praying, y'all meditating, and it is not working, please, separate yourself from that person. Nobody needs to be with someone that they're not happy with. Nobody needs to go through that struggle and that discomfort. And you don't need to go into depression, or you don't need to be unhappy. Okay? First of all, you don't need to be unhappy. I understand most people understandings, because I had this understanding also, that when you get married, that you're not supposed to get divorced. But if it is absolutely not working, like you cannot find a medium to what's going on, please, please file for divorce. File for divorce. Because it's not a marriage, and trying to prove to everybody else that you are happy is not worth any of the mental disdain that you're going to put on yourself. So back to the Will Smith and Jada situation. So he really did not want to divorce his first wife. Eventually, it got to the point to where they both couldn't do it anymore. So they divorced, and Will and Jada got together, and they got married. And so one underlining thing, when Will and Jada got married, Will bought a house, and Jada did not like the house that they were living in. It seemed for a while that Will was controlling a few things in life, because he really had this whole fairy tale thing about what he thought life and marriage itself was supposed to be. And Jada really wasn't, you know, she wasn't really kicking it with that, because they both have basically different backgrounds. And that's another thing. It is really best to get to know people, get to know someone if you're going to be dating and the potential to get married, or if you don't want to get married, if you're just gonna date them, please get to know people so you'll know what they like, what they dislike. You'll know what their family is like, you'll know what their background is like, so you'll know exactly what you're dealing with. Because from some of the information that the both of them have put out, it honestly seemed like these two people really don't know each other. It's like they love each other, but they don't personally know each other. I honestly feel like that, I don't know. Because a lot of the things that are coming out now, I'm really confused. Because the whole August Alsina thing with the entanglement, I'm gonna be honest, that table talk, let me put it this way. Jada Pinkett Smith played her Virgo card. She really played her Virgo card to the fullest. Okay. And for those that are not into astrology, that's your business. But me personally, being a Virgo and dealing with male Virgos, Jada Pinkett Smith really pulled out her masculine energy at that moment. And she basically was doing the throw a rock and then put my hand behind my back type of situation. Because she really, like, entanglement, ma'am. Entanglement. Honey, you was in a whole relationship with another man. And here's my thing about that. If they are with the open marriage thing, that is cool. That is completely fine. that is nobody else's business but their own. But here's my thing. When it comes to putting your business out, especially on your platform, when you're putting your business out there, know that there is going to be backlash. Know that there is going to be backlash, and know that these blogs are going to be coming at you 100%. And it doesn't matter if you respond and try to justify what's going on and everything. People are still going to talk. People are absolutely still going to talk. That whole thing with the August Alsina thing, just, it made her look really bad from the way that it came out. And then for August Alsina to be her son's friend, Jaden introduced August to the family. August was going on family trips with them. So you really have to think, you know, what was really going on the family trips. And August Alsina came out and he was like, you know, Will gave me his blessings and this and that. And with all of this stuff still coming out, and with a lot of the other things that Jada has been talking about with the Red Table Talk, because the reason why all of this with the August Alsina thing and Will Smith and everything, the reason why all of that has popped back up was because of a recent table talk that Jada did with, and I cannot remember the lady's name, but the recent table talk she did, she was basically talking about, and she might not have been talking about her own personal sexual experiences in the bedroom with her and Will, but it's the fact that the clip that I saw, it was basically saying that women should be able to voice how they feel when they are not being sexually pleased, and men should be able to do the same thing. And seeing that clip, It me personally, it kind of made my mind go like everybody else's did. It's kind of like, okay, well, what you trying to say? I mean, is that the reason why you grabbed a hold to young August, huh? Will was not doing his business in the bedroom. Like, what are you trying to say? And when you do things like that, like, when I understand that the Red Table Talk is her way to get everything out, and it is a way for other people to come and sit down and talk about what's going on with their life. But then you also have to realize, when you have a platform, when you have a TV show, a podcast, you have a radio show, the things you say affect other people. And with a lot of the things that she's coming out now, it really seems like, and it might not be the case, but it really seems like she's bashing her husband. And from the little things that I've seen out here on some of the blogs, and when I was on social media, a few of the things that I was seeing, that's what a lot of people were pointing toward. They were literally like, okay, she's out here saying this, and she's just out here embarrassing this man. And then Will Smith had went to an interview and he was talking about this book that he has out, talking about everything that's going on with his life. And he was basically putting it out that, well, you know, I've had some infidelities with Jada also. And his thing was that he did his dirt, but none of the women actually spoke up and said anything. And there was a lot of alleges about a few of the women that he a few of his co-stars of some of the movies that he was on, that he slept with a few of them. There were some legends about that. There's been no proof of any of that. But basically, I honestly feel like maybe some of that happened. Okay, maybe he did have some other women. That is completely on him. In this day and age, most of the relationships, they are not just two people anymore. It starts out with two people and then it's just plus. Because plus can mean 3, 4, 5, 6. One having like 5 or 6 and the other one being faithful to that one person. You don't know. These relationships are different these days. And everybody has their own preference. Everybody has like their own likes and dislikes when it comes to things. It's just a whole lot. And I honestly feel like with the August Alsina thing coming out, and I mean, years ago they were saying that Jada and Will had an open marriage anyway, because the infidelity in the marriage it was leaking out. And then they were basically saying that they've never really had one of the regular conventional marriages anyway. That it's just like a lot of the things that they say is just like totally different from the visual and the understanding that a lot of people have as far as how a marriage is supposed to be from back in the day till now. So I will say this. Make your marriage your marriage. Don't base your marriage off of everybody else's. If you feel like your marriage is supposed to go a certain way, you do that. Nobody else has to know about that. Your marriage is a union that you make with the person you say I do to. When you say I do, or if you don't say I do, because these days that can honestly be changed. You could create a union with your own words, however you want to do it. Some people do vows, some people do songs, whatever, okay? But when you create a union with another individual, that is you basically saying that is who you choose to live the rest of your life with. Now, if you and that person say, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with you and this person, and this is how this is going to work out, have your understanding about what that's going to be, okay? Nobody else needs to know that, and I wouldn't even worry about what everybody else is going to say, because you create your own happiness. Do what you need to do to make yourself happy. Honestly. Because if I had still kept it in my mind that everybody else's happiness was going to be my happiness. Whoo. But I digress. But I really hope that the both of them find some type of median for them, and not even worry about what's going on in social media, because, and I'm gonna say we, because I am, we're gonna talk about their life anyway, because it's entertainment for us, because that's exactly what being a famous individual is. It's being an entertainer. So your life is being run through with a fine-tooth comb at all times. There's binoculars and a microscope on your life from the time that you signed that contract. So, I mean, Jada Pinkett Smith can try her best to get on Twitter and get on Instagram and say, You guys are just gonna twist my words whichever way you want to twist it and whatever and blah 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 blah. Will can go ahead and do all of these interviews that he wants to do, and people are just going to form whatever imagination and whatever opinion that they honestly want to form. I send the both of them love and light, and I send Willow and Jaden the love. And Will's oldest son, I can never remember his name because they don't speak about him that much. They always speak about Jaden and Willow, which that's their business as a family, not mine. Another thing I just wanted to place on y'all hearts today, I'm gonna let that sizzle in the skillet for right now until something else pops up. Y'all have a great day.